Okay, so the diagram that you can see here looks at seven different ways that you might want to use your understanding of economics and the themes in economics in an essay this summer. Seven different ways. I'm not saying this is exhaustive, but it might be that something similar to this comes up. Okay, have a look then at the red question, question one. How successfully did Elizabeth deal with the economic problems of her reign? Well, this is a straight economics question, and you simply need three factors. If you refer to your notes, one might be agricultural problems, one might be trade, and one might be problems within industry. A paragraph on each, linking and judgment. You'd want to be able to link them, particularly using something like the cloth industry. Okay, so that is a really nice question. Question two asks, how successfully does Elizabeth deal with her social and economic problems? So you can't use the same factors there. Probably this is going to be another three paragraph answer, but there are probably two ways you could do this. Personally, I would pick out the two economic factors I was most happy to write about, say enclosure and trade, and then bring in the problem of poor relief, something we'll look at later on in this session. And I would contrast them. You could do it a slightly different way, of have two big paragraphs. One has to deal with economics, one has to deal with social problems. That does mean poverty, of course. But I like the idea where you can of having three paragraphs. It just allows you to develop the relative importance. There's more analysis in there. Yeah? It also stops your essays looking a bit thin. I'll come back to that later on. Okay, question three is quite similar to question one, except it gives a named factor. Now, it's interesting that I've picked enclosure. Interesting maybe for three reasons. Firstly, it's not overtly mentioned on the scheme of work, so from the board. So have I gone bonkers? Well, I don't know, I hope not. You need to know about enclosure because it's so closely linked to understanding of inflation. I think it's relatively easy to write on. You can write some quite intelligent things. The perception was greater than the reality of the threat of enclosure. You've got that killer stat, haven't you, at the end. Even by the time Elizabeth dies, only 9% of England is enclosed. So again here, you'd be comparing enclosure to issues like trade and probably developments in industry. You've then got, if you look at four and five, two micro questions. Now, there have not been too many micro questions on the later Tudor units. However, if you look at some of the other areas, perhaps with less content, they have asked micro questions. Can I do question five before I do question four? So question five looks nasty, doesn't it? How serious were developments in overseas trade in Elizabethan England? Well, I think it's actually a really straightforward three paragraph answer. You need to be able to write a paragraph to explain why the loss of access to Antwerp and 80% of trade was such a huge problem. You need to be able to talk about how actually this problem opened up all these new trade routes and all the new trade companies, merchant adventurers. And they're all in those notes that I've just given you, and they're easy. You just need to learn them. Name of the company, where they're trading, their dates, something about them. That's your paragraph. I would then also say something about slavery. Now, slavery caught me a little bit on the hop here. Again, it's not overtly mentioned in the scheme of work. But it is noteworthy that it is in your OCR-approved textbook. You need to be able to talk about how Hawkins opens up the slave trade. Two things to say to you about slavery. One, it's a very mixed record. There are failures. Two, we're not getting into a moral discussion about the wrongs and rights of slavery, because they didn't. What you need to know is, how successful was it? So great potential problems were overcome with new trade routes, new explorers, and the development of slavery. These are not an unqualified success, and you need to be clear what trade companies were more successful, what trade companies were less successful. I actually think that is an area that they could ask, and although it looks horrible now with some preparation, I think it's really straightforward, actually. But it's a reminder to us, isn't it, of the level of knowledge that we need to have. Coming to question four, apologies for jumping around, but I think this is one that you'd want to deal with in a two-paragraph way. You need to have a paragraph saying, how successfully did the Elizabethans deal with enclosure? And the answer is very unsuccessfully. Their legislation didn't stop it, and they didn't understand it. But then you've got that lovely spider diagram of new initiatives. The other great agricultural problem is feeding a growing population. And the population goes from 3 to 4 million in Elizabeth's reign. How do they deal with it? Well, you get new fertilisers like marl. You get new areas under cultivation like the fens. You get the development of things like selective breeding. And above all, and this is the thing that we've really learnt, they put more land under cultivation. So that's why enclosure is not such a big problem, because actually it doesn't reduce the amount of area being cultivated, because England isn't full. You might also want to talk about actually enclosure helping with this, linking it to get two together with up and down husbandry. The idea of you have the a field used for animals 1 year, crops the next. So you're mixing pastoral and arable. Challenging the idea that it's all about the cloth trade. Question six I've put in, it's a nasty, awkward little question, but it gives you bits, it gives you specific dates, and I want to do that because it's something they've done when they've asked you about religion, and you see it in other options as well. So you do need to know your dates. Inflation was the most serious economic or financial problem that Elizabeth faced, and I've gone for the second half of her reign here. So you could have a paragraph here writing about inflation, enclosure, price rises, and the logical thing to compare that to, so that being the great economic problem, the logical thing that to compare that to is the financial problem of financing the war. And you've got all the ways that she did that, through crown lands, through monopoly, through purveyancy, through forced loans. And you've got the figures from Mervyn, 3.76 million, yeah? Suddenly, what looks like a horrible question is a really nice question. Finally, question seven. Inflation was the most important cause of economic and financial problems in Elizabeth's reign. So you might just want to talk about the impact of inflation being a financial problem leading to economic issues such as enclosure. And I would compare it with the impact of war. War leading to monopolies, and monopolies being an economic problem as well as financial, because it distorts the markets. War leading to purveyancy, war leading to the financial crisis, war also leading to trade problems as well. So I would compare inflation as something that leads to financial and economic problems, with war, something that leads to financial and economic problems. So it's interesting, isn't it? If we just pull this up back and we look at these seven questions. Questions 1, 2, and 3, you'd want to do three paragraph answers. questions 4, 6 and 7, probably two paragraph answers, and question 5 is another three paragraph answer. Okay? Just looking at this diagram, it shows again the importance of planning. It shows again how you can use the same information in different ways. Planning is everything with these. Okay.